So my name is Rakal. I live in Auroville, and apart from quite some other activity, I'm making video. And since 4 years with François Gauthier, another Aurovillian, we have started to film interviews of Aurovillians who have known the mother. That is the idea of the project, to film testimony of Aurovillians who have known the mother, so that they recount what was their experience. So we generally ask them how they came to Auroville, and what was their experience meeting the mother, and then what is the experience they have now that the mother is gone, and what is the experience they have in Auroville. Yeah. And what happened is that, of course, we have recorded a few Aurovillians. We have a total of interview of 25 so far, but we have still more to do, at least 10, maybe more. And what happened is that, in fact, naturally, many Aurovillians whom we have interviewed have recounted a little bit of the story of Auroville. And sometimes a lot, the bit was big, because they participated a lot, they had a position and so on. And it is very touching, generally, to have this testimony. And you may know that Auroville went, after the departure of the mother, Auroville went through a lot of division, fights and difficulties, and it even occurred that there was a real split in the community, and there was a fight. We can compare it to a civil war, in fact. So this has, over the years, this has healed. This has first been very painful. It has marked a lot the history of Auroville, but this has healed, while leaving some wounds, or leaving at least some difficult memories and some unsolved questions. So we realized while doing this interview with some people that, in fact, it was like, can we call it a catharsis? I don't know, but something like a common process, a collective process to go through this with the distance of the time, and to learn and to be able to learn and to listen to people who were on the other side of the battlefield and whom we were brother with at the beginning of Auroville. So you see, they have been our brothers, we have fought with them, and the time has healed most of the wounds, but now we are coming at a time when we can look at what had happened and maybe somehow in our experience make a bigger synthesis of how is the truth going into our humanity and what path it takes, and how much peaceful and wide we must be to really grasp how the divine, how the evolution is working through humanity, and how we can better participate into this necessary transformation. So that's the thing. And so now we have started to actually screen. We had made an interview of Georges Van Vrecken, and then he passed away, and that was the occasion for us to release one interview. It was very touching for many people. And so, sometime after, unfortunately, Vincenzo, another pioneer, which we had interviewed, died, passed away. So we also screened the movie. It was also very nice. And then François insisted to have not waiting for people to pass away to have the screening of the thing. And we started with Shyama, who is an Aurovillian since the very beginning. And it was also very, very interesting. To the extent that now we are making a second interview because she had recounted only a little part of the story of Orville, in fact before the inauguration, and then yesterday night we have screened another interview, which is the one from Shradavan, whom you are going to make a trailer of. So we have opened something. How we see how it is going on, but it's very interesting. So it might develop. Let's see.
You've conducted interviews with 25 other, but you haven't screened these.
No, in fact, there is quite some work to edit them. Edit meaning not cutting, but sometimes it needs to be cut a little bit, but mostly it's not about cutting, but putting the things together. And what we have experimented a lot yesterday night with this screening of Shradavan is to put videos and image from the past, from the time when she's speaking about, which is
so powerful, just wonderful.
Yeah, and so this needs a little bit of work. It needs the work of indexing all our material. It is not done yet.
In the archive.
And so that we can really go very quickly to the place where there is the event and so on, so that we can do this.
Have you been digging through the archives to find this material?
Well, in fact, I have benefited the digging of somebody else. Doris dug quite a lot. She's having a little unit of video production. And recently, because she was not using them, she gave the whole file to me.
Wow.
Yeah, which is quite something, because there is 250 gigabytes. And maybe it's not all, there is maybe other sources, but at least that is the first material. And I have not finished to really see all what is there. There is really a lot. But again, you cannot just use them like this, because for Shradavan I was obliged to just go fishing into this mass of archive, and I got some very interesting thing. But until the last moment I was seeing new thing, oh, this is fantastic, and so on, and then I was bringing it in. So, there is a work like this to be done. Yeah. And maybe some interview also. The more we go, the more we see a bit better. Some interview were not worked enough somehow. We were interviewing, but there is maybe more to, because we learn a lot ourselves of the story of Orville, and so we can maybe we have done a new interview of Gloria. We had interviewed her together with Pierrot. They are this couple of Orovillian architects who have really been the pillar, if I can say so, of the technical realization of Matrimandir. So for years and years they have worked to the construction of the Matrimandir, and little people know that. I mean, people from the beginning, they know, of course, because they participated, but... So it's good that they are a bit recognized, and that people know by which steps and difficulties and joy and so on this construction has taken place. So we did, I'm just coming back from a recording with an Orovillian who is not here in Oroville, but who has participated in the life of Oroville very much at the beginning. And so we sought to make an interview of 1 hour, and 2 hours later we are still and then we plan to make another session, because he is so rich. Yeah, so. He was there during the projection of Shradavan, and he enjoyed a lot the thing. And then all this we will put online, so that people can have easy access to.
That's good.
Yeah.
A few personal questions, if you don't mind. How long have you been in Oroville?
Well, I was there in the beginning of Oroville, in 69 I started. Then I left Oroville in 85 for 20 years. I went to France. And then I came back recently. I came back in 2007.
And since you were here from the beginning, what do you think has changed the most? Maybe that's too general. Do you think that in the Oroville that you see today, do you still feel some of the mother's, her vision, or do you think that we've come far from it?
The more I listen to the testimony of people, and the more I understand that, yes, it's true that while the mother was there, Oroville was very different. I experimented it also, of course. But at that time, what is more revealed through the testimony of people and some recent reading which I did, at that time, she did not, and we never, no one envisaged that she would go. She was doing a work in herself. She was working to the what we call the supramentalization of the body, meaning to say that she was speaking about the possibility that the body would remain long enough to renew completely itself. Anyway, I mean, this may speak a bit strange for you because you are new and you don't know the background of the whole attempt. But just to summarize, we were not expecting her to go. We were expecting her to have her. We were not seeing any end. And herself, she said that she realized that Oroville needed her presence very much in order to become what she had envisioned on this age for Oroville, vision. And then she said this in the last months before to go. She said, if I go now, it can be the destruction. Oroville may be destroyed. And then she went. And so, very obviously, the trend was for Oroville to be destroyed, because there was so much fight from the very people who were at the first place as actors in Oroville. The Shwebindo Society, the Orovillian of that time. So there was really a lot of fight, and for many years it has been uncertain, you know, there was really a lot of... But then still it continued, and with the protection of the government, which may be not the ideal solution ultimately, and in fact the government didn't want it to come in. It was pushed to come and take care of the business of Oroville because there was public disorder. There was... People could have very asked the government, but why are you leaving this situation in such a mess? It was a mess. The Shwebindo Society was harming and pushing the villagers to fight against the Orovillian. I mean, there was all kind of thing. There was mismanagement of funds. I mean, really a lot of disorder. So the government took up and then tried to settle the situation, but didn't want to create something where Oroville could... He didn't want to create what it has finally created, that is to say the Oroville Foundation. But it was not possible to do otherwise. And then this has finally set Oroville on a ground of security, material security, which was good enough so that the project can develop. Yeah. But you see how long it has taken. And during all these years, the energy has been focused on that somehow. And now we are having the government, and probably the introduction of the government and the culture of the government, of the administration, has also come in Oroville. So we have an Oroville which many people regret that it is so bureaucratic. But it has been pushed. I mean, we had been obliged to be a bit bureaucratic in the way the government was asking, because it was for the government of India and its representative, the governing board, the only way to see that they fill up their job. They had the responsibility to give account to the people of India. They are the government of India. They take responsibility for Auroville. They must be sure that Auroville is going in the right direction. And the only way for them to secure that is to put a little bit, minimum of rule and structure and have report and all this kind of thing. So probably Auroville nowadays is not, at many point of view, is not what Mother was dreaming about. Is it contrary to, is it really something which prevent Auroville to become what it should become? I don't think so. I think it's a passage, it's a way through. And meanwhile, I have found being very long during many years out of Auroville, I have found that there was undoubtedly a big work happening in the people. I feel that we were at the beginning very naive, very young, very beautiful also, very full of beauty. Now maybe we have become a bit heavier, for the elders. But a work has been done, some human work has been achieved, which brings us closer to something which is a true Auroville. How close we are, I don't know. Yeah, probably this ground level at all point of view, including material, you know, this was a desert at the beginning. Now it is a forest. There was hardly anything, no organization. Now it's a bit organized. There is people involved in different activities providing service to the community. I think the mother would be very happy to see how much, and she is in fact, I feel, very much behind this kind of initiative. Everywhere there is things which are really marvelous also. The way Auroville takes care of the environment, of the society, of they are genuine in their heart. They may be full of shortcomings on an outer level, but genuinely they are really sincere. And so this little sincerity is producing very good result, I think. It creates the admiration of people who are coming to Auroville, friends of Auroville. The government is also very appreciative of Auroville. Now it's a mess because we are not in unity. We have not achieved human unity. It's a mess. Very often we quarrel and whatnot, you know. And this is not really what is the final result. So it's a work in progress. It has not happened as she planned that it would happen, but it's very much due to the fact that she left her body, and we have nothing to regret. It's like this. The story is like this. We don't have to, yeah? So let's try. Let's continue to try. This is such a fantastic opportunity for people who want to leave something else. Because of course you can leave something else individually, some places, you can find a place where you can be free and express yourself and unfold and progress and so on. But there it is collective. And it is really very much straining. That's a lot of occasion to progress, a lot of pressure for progress, for collective progress, for human progress. So I think it's, personally, I have been out of Auroville for long because I had to learn, and I couldn't learn what I have learned in Auroville. I went out to develop myself, and then I have been brought back, and I am very happy to be here. Not easy always, but generally, overall, very happy to be here, very grateful.